Seventh Grade by Gary Soto. On the first day of school, Victor stood in line half an hour before he came to the wobbly card table. He was handed a packet of papers and a computer card on which he listed his one elective, French. He already spoke Spanish and English, but he thought someday he might travel to France, where it was cool, not like Fresno, where summer days reached 110 degrees in the shade. There are rivers in France, and huge churches, and fair-skinned people everywhere, the way they were brown people all around Victor. Besides, Teresa, a girl he had liked since they were in catechism classes at St. Teresa's, was taking French too. With any luck, they would be in the same class. Teresa is going to be my girl this year, he promised himself as he left the gym full of students in their new clothes. She was cute and good at math too, Victor thought as he walked down the hall to his homeroom. He ran into his friend Michael Torres by the water fountain that never turned off. Oh. They shook hands Raza style and jerked their heads at one another in a saludo de vato. How come you are making a face? Asked Victor. It ain't making a face. This is my face, Michael said. His face had changed during the summer. He had read a GQ magazine that his older brother borrowed from the bookmobile and noticed that the male models all had the same look on their faces. They would stand one arm around a beautiful woman and scowl. They would sit at a pool, their rippled stomachs dark with shadow and skull. They would sit at dinner tables, cool drinks in their hands, and skull. It works. I think it works, Michael said. He scowled and let his upper lip quiver. His teeth showed along with the ferocity of his soul. Belinda Reyes walked by a while ago and looked at me, he said. Victor didn't say anything, though he thought his friend looked pretty strange. They talked about recent movies and baseball, their parents and horrors of picking grapes in order to buy their fall clothes. Picking grapes was like living in Siberia, except hot and more boring. What classes are you taking? Michael said, scowling. French, how about you? Spanish. I ain't so good at it, even if I'm French. I'm not either, but I'm better at it than math, that's for sure. A tiny three-beat bell propelled students to their homerooms. The two friends socked each other in the arm and went their ways. Victor thinking, man, that's weird. Michael thinks making a face makes him handsome. On the way to his homeroom, Victor scowled. He lived foolish until out of the corner of his eye, he saw a girl looking at him. He thought. Maybe it does work, he scowled with greater conviction. In the homeroom, roll was taken. Emergency cards were based out and they were given a bulletin to take home to their parents. The principal, Mr. Belton, spoke over the crackling loudspeaker, welcoming the students to a new year, new experiences, and new friendships. The students squirmed in their chairs and ignored him. They were anxious to go to their first period. Victor sat calmly thinking of Teresa, who sat two rows away reading a paperback novel. This would be his lucky year. She was in his homeroom and would probably be in English and math classes. And, of course, French. The bell rang for the first period, and the students herded noisily through the door. Only Teresa lingered, talking to the homeroom teacher. So you think I should talk to Mrs. Ganes? She asked the teacher. She would know about ballet. She would be a good bit, the teacher said, then added, or the gym teacher. Mrs. Gaza. Victor lingered, keeping his head down and staring at his desk. He wanted to leave when she did, so he could bump into her and say something clever.